The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, from constant self-criticism to impossible standards, do you often find yourself speaking to yourself in a way that you would never speak to others? Well, Michelle Flynn, psychotherapist and founder of An Creabh Beag, is here to talk about an often overlooked topic, and that is our relationship with ourselves. Michelle, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
So we're constantly giving out to ourselves, are we?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, certainly in my work, when I ask people, you know, something I often ask them, even as part of the initial meeting, is like, you know, if I was to come inside your mind, and if it was a cafe, would it be a warm, cozy, comfortable cafe where everybody was nice to me and everybody was gentle and there was lovely tone, nice music? Or would it be the kind of place that was rushed and busy and everybody was given out to everyone else and there was a lot of criticism and I'd want to run out with my takeaway cup? So it's like, is your internal world somewhere that is supportive and nice to be, or is it a place that's actually really scary, really horrible to be?
And how does that develop over time? So is that something that we have learned to do, to be self-critical, or do we learn to have the warm cafe?
So I think it's like, if you think about a baby when they're born, they're not born hard on themselves. They're not born thinking they're not of value or that they need to push themselves in order to be liked, to be accepted, to be enough. That's something that we internalize and that we learn. And we usually learn this when we're really, really small. And it's not just what we're told, you know. So you could say to a little person, you know, you're beautiful, you're enough, you're great, all of that. But unless they see you in a positive, nurturing, supportive relationship with yourself, they're not going to internalize that experience. So often this internal critic that we have in our mind is a voice of somebody from the past. It might be a parent, a caregiver, a teacher. There's also societal pressures, you know. I mean, I think Irish people on the whole were quite, you know, we have a strong modesty culture. We don't like taking compliments. And we're quite self-deprecating, really. So I think there's a societal piece there as well.
So if somebody is listening to this and they feel that inside their mind is the unfriendly cafe that you have described, how do you go about changing that?
Yeah, good question. So I think the first thing is awareness, because so many of us don't realise that we're talking to ourselves in this way, you know. And I often say to people, like, would you speak to your friend, your loved one, in the way that you are speaking with yourself? And you have to remember, the relationship that we have with ourselves, Claire, is the most long-standing relationship we'll have in our whole life, do you know? So it is really important that we spend time nurturing it, being aware of it. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there around kind of affirmations at the moment. And affirmations, they are good, you know, things like, I'm of value, I'm strong, I can do this, all of that. They'll feel good in the short term and you'll get a little bit of a buzz for it. But long term, they're not going to last, because unless we believe intrinsically that we're of value, that we matter, that we're worth that kind of gentle attitude towards ourselves, it's not going to stick. And we do this by, you know, we can't convince our brain that we're enough. We have to show our brain that we're enough. So that's how we behave towards ourselves, the things that we do for ourselves, how we mind ourselves, care for ourselves. That's how we show our brain that we're worth being nice to ourselves, I guess.
So standing in front of the mirror and telling yourself you're fabulous, it's only going to get you so far.
It's only
apart
get
from making you,
so
you feel
far.
Like a bit of an idiot.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're standing in front of the mirror and you're saying, I'm fabulous, I'm gorgeous, and then you're going out and you're stressing yourself out, you're burning yourself out, you're working two jobs, you're, you know, going at a million miles an hour, then you're not actually showing yourself that you value yourself. So I often say to people, how would you behave? How would you move around in the world if you were somebody that truly believed that you mattered? And that's what's going to make the difference.
But you have to have some self-reflection as well. I mean, you have to strike a balance, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, particularly when I work with men and I talk about self-compassion, I mean, women as well. I mean, particularly, you know, women can be really hard on ourselves, but there tends to be this attitude that self-compassion is this fluffy, wooey thing, you know. But actually, self-compassion is about, you know, holding yourself accountable, living by your values. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or self-indulgence or avoiding your responsibility.
We can go too far the other way as well. And we have to be able to sort of rein it in and say, well, you're not, you know, perfect here and you did make a mistake. So how do you find that balance?
So again, I think it's about going back to how is this going to serve me long term? Do you know? So if you give an example of, right, I'm going to have this big piece of chocolate cake. There's nothing wrong with treating yourself to a piece of chocolate cake. But if afterwards you're going to berate yourself, beat yourself up, criticize yourself, you're going to keep yourself in that stress response. And ultimately, that's going to lead to you feeling crap, you know. So it's about, OK, I enjoyed that piece of cake. That was lovely. But, you know, I'm also know that I'm trying to look after my body. So maybe tomorrow I won't have that. So it's kind of holding both. And there seems to be this belief that particularly, you know, if we're hard on ourselves, if we push ourselves, if we white knuckle through things, then we'll do better. But actually, research has shown that the more self-critical we are towards ourselves, the less productive we are, the less motivated we are. And there's also physical impacts too. So it's been shown to increase things like inflammation in our body, our heart rate variability. So it can lead to cardiovascular issues, blood pressure issues, less pain tolerance. All of these things are linked to being self-critical. So there's a physical manifestation of it as well as an emotional and a mental manifestation.
So a starting point for this then, when it comes to being kind to ourselves, is to find a bit of space and ask ourselves, well, what would you like to do today? Or imagine that you're talking to somebody else and asking them what they would like to do today to make themselves feel better.
Absolutely. And I think, like, again, it's like if you were to listen to how you're speaking to yourself, what would it sound like? So sometimes in my work with clients, if they, you know, I might hear them saying something like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have done that, or oh God, I'm such an idiot, or whatever it was. And I'll reflect that back to them and I'll say, oh, you're such an idiot. Is that true? Would you say that to somebody else? And they're like, God, I didn't even realize I said that out loud. So we're so unaware of how we're speaking. It's so ingrained, this self-critic that we have. And it's often a really young, vulnerable part of ourself that believes unless we're hard on ourselves, unless we're perfect, we're not going to be enough. We're not going to be liked. So it's about challenging that younger part and letting that younger part know it's safe to be kind to yourself. It's safe to feel like you're enough and you're worthy.
Michelle, thank you very much. That is very good advice that we'll all try and take on.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.